From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spittle, like all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University Beers with the Brewers.
Well, welcome everybody to another Beers with the Brewers. This is the August 6th episode, talking about sour hoppy fun time this week. I'm Mark. Also on the pod this week, we've got Walt Tekees.
Hey.
Chris Helderman.
Hello.
And Adam Benner. What's up, fellas? We made it.
I don't know.
Well, I'm back. I was a little deflated when I heard your crushability on Pina Pants last week.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, what would you put it at?
I probably had to give it a 3 out of 4. I'd probably go 4 out of 4. It's just so good, I think, is the thing. But yeah, responsibly, you definitely shouldn't probably have more than 3 of those in a day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
I heard a little bit from Richard Marks, a good friend of mine, elated that Lemon Glow is back.
Yeah, he was first time caller.
Yep.
Type guy, so
long time listener. Yeah. Well, hey, good news. We got a question from a listener this week and even ahead on one for next week. So we're getting some calls now.
Yeah.
Is this from like Helderman Chris or
No, I think last week was kind of a little joke on you guys. So
oh, okay.
Oh, what a jokester.
I know.
Hilarious.
Walt figured it out. Are we eating any taco and chili this week with this? It almost felt autumnal yesterday with the cooler weather.
Are you talking yesterday as in Wednesday? Because, yeah, it feels like football weather.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I had a long sleeve on.
Yeah, you almost need it when you wake up now.
It's a good day.
I don't think it's going to last very long.
The fair would be going on. The Ohio State Fair would be going on this week, and it's normally really hot for that. So don't have the fair, you get cooler weather.
Yeah. Well, we'll be back in the 90s next week, so don't get too used to it.
Right.
Events. Should we roll into events or skip tacos and chili this week and go right into events?
Yeah, I think so.
Yep.
Sounds good to me.
Someone's rang my doorbell. Yeah, so rolling on, Beer Garden events. We've got Music Mondays going down. We're playing music videos on the big Jumbotron. Street Times here on Mondays, doing burgers and things. So come check that out. Trivia Tuesday, our good friend Travis, hosting trivia every Tuesday with vegan street food from Satan's Realm. Highly recommend it, even if you're not a vegan or vegetarian, good stuff. Great trivia. Played a couple weeks ago. It was awesome. Highly recommend it. Wednesdays, Two Fat Indians are here, so come down and eat some spicy food, drink some hoppy IPAs. Those go well together, so come down and check that out. Thursdays and Sundays, we got live music happening on stage. Probably one of the few places in town doing that. Thursdays, generally speaking, 6 to 9. Sundays, 3 to 6, for the most part. We'll reconfigure those times as necessary if there's a Blue Jackets game or crew game or any other sort of special sporting event going on. But for the most part, yeah, Thursdays, 6 to 9. Sundays, 3 to 6, live music. And then our Movie Wednesdays roll on. We did Sold Out, Step Brothers last night, and Zoolander up this week. So go to landgrant.app. You can reserve your table for that, whether you're at the Beer Garden or in the comfort of your own home. You can hit that up and reserve your table for next week. So get on that.
Yeah, those are two pretty zany movies, too.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Those are fun ones.
Yeah, and then just a general thing. I mean, we've got this. If you haven't been to the Beer Garden, you probably haven't seen it. Well, I mean, we posted a little bit on social, but we've got this giant Jumbotron down there now, and we'll be showing all the relevant sports up there, playing music videos on Mondays, all kinds of fun stuff on the screen. You can see it from the main Beer Garden. You can see a sort of smaller but still pretty big screen from the turf area. Lots to take in right now. So come down, have a beer, watch some sports, whatever. We're here for you. So
now, Walt, I heard you curated the video playlist on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Were you getting jiggy with it? I wasn't around that evening.
Well, I wasn't around either, but I made the playlist. There's close to 100 videos on there, so obviously they didn't all play. I'll probably keep adding more as we go. But, yeah, there's all kinds of stuff. There's new stuff. There's 80s stuff, 90s stuff, hip-hop, rock, classics, whatever. No set theme, so it should be pretty random, whatever pops up.
Right on. Cool.
Yeah.
A lot of old-school Will Smith.
I don't know if I've got a single Will Smith on there, but I can certainly add one. If that's a big request coming through, I can get some old-school Will Smith Willennium on there for you guys.
Yeah, he's known to get jiggy with it, for sure.
But, man, it's a rabbit hole when you start looking up music videos on YouTube, I can tell you that much. But, yeah, Mark, I think I got there's a Scorpions one on there for you.
Oh, really? Which one?
Yeah, I don't know. One of them.
Well,
whatever was in like the top 20 MTV hits from like 1983 or whatever.
Just in time for Oktoberfest.
Yeah. So yeah, I think that's a pretty thorough rundown of the quote unquote events we got going on. Hopefully we're going to start announcing some more one-off special events here soon. But for now, just beer gardening it up.
Well, speaking of German bands, the Scorpions, how about German beer, Berliner Weiss? Only Americanized, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so we got Sour Happy Fun Time here. And
it's all four of those things, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So those of you who are familiar with Mr. Balloon Hands, it is Mr. Balloon Hands that has been dry hopped. This originally came about from, as my notes say here, an anonymous brewer who mixed up two hot buckets while brewing Greenskeeper. That anonymous brewer is actually myself. And so, yeah, we actually mixed those up. So instead of, you know, ruining a batch of greeny, and by ruining it, I just mean making it not greeny. We just put those hops in the cooler, and then we had a little extra Mr. Balloon Hands sitting around, and we said, hey, we can get rid of that. I actually had a really amazing dry hop sour at Sierra Nevada. It was the first one I had that actually tasted good.
Cool.
And so it inspired me. Everyone had been talking about it for a while, but we actually put it in there. And then Sour Hoppy Fun Time was just the working name for it, and it stuck.
Mm-hmm.
So it was kind of fun. But when you're drinking this beer, just like Balloon Hands, 4.3%, you don't really get any more IBUs because it's just dry hopped. There's no more hops in the actual boil or anything. And this one is dry hopped with Amarillo and El Dorado. I think we have switched that up before on some of the smaller batches we've done. But I think the big batches have always been Amarillo and El Dorado.
Okay.
As far as tasting it and looking at it, it should be straw colored. You might get a slight bit of haze with it. I get a lot of watermelon candy and citrus. The watermelon candy I get a lot from the El Dorado. And flavor, bready tart, watermelon, Jolly Rancher, and peaches. And this particular batch, it is sour. It'll get you puckering.
Yeah.
And I like that. I love a good, what I call them, teeth eaters. You can kind of feel the enamel stripped away. But I love that, and yeah.
This is right up your alley, Chris. I know you love this beer.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty tasty, too. Get you smacking your lips a little bit. Well, Adam, what are you thinking?
I think it's delicious. I've been drinking a lot of it.
A lot? And by a lot, if you were in one setting...
Edition.
Ooh. Six.
Six out of six. Wow. All
right. Crazy.
Wow.
4.3%. Little tart. It's perfect for sitting out in the beer garden or sitting in your backyard. Weather, like you said, has cooled off a little bit, but that tartness, again, it's like drinking a good tart lemonade. I could crush a whole six pack of this.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it too. It is kind of refreshing, like a lemonade.
I'm gonna go, and I just kind of tend this way with the sour beers with sort of that high acidity. I'm gonna go 4 on this one. It's very good and very refreshing, but for me, I think a 4 is where I max out on the sort of tartness, acidity stuff.
So yeah, I can appreciate that.
Yeah, I was drinking, Mark, this is in your backyard. I was going sour hoppy, lemon glow, sour hoppy, and that was a good, I thought, combination.
Yeah, it was good to switch back and forth. Citrusy,
good combo. So I would say that. Four sour hoppies with a couple lemon glows mixed in.
Solid plan. What about you, Chris? I know you got to be a 6 on this.
So here's what I'll say about this beer. I can do, like, if you're putting them down, we'll say, I can only do, like, 2. However, if I am, like, just hanging out and just drinking beers, like, I can sip, like, a 6-pack of these no problem. So, yeah, if I got 4 hours or I'm not doing anything, 3 or 4 hours, easy. It doesn't, the flavor doesn't get old. Sometimes you can get, beer, you're like, okay, I'm ready for something else. The flavor never gets old, but it's a little too sour for me to, I guess, irresponsibly drink them, as it were.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like having Smarties all the time.
Yeah.
As a Halloween candy, I'd probably go 4 on it, too. I could probably be stretched into a 5 for COVID times, but if I was having 4 of these straight, I'd probably be ready for a Tums. A little acidic. All this crushing makes me ready for a question, and we finally have a question from a listener.
When you control the mail, you control information.
And John Carroll asked questions via cheers@landgrantbrewing.com email. I think he's making up for lost time, because I actually see 3 questions here.
I see a 3-part question.
And since we haven't had any other than that swell fellow Richard Marks that called in last week.
Swell fellow.
He's got a heart of gold. That's what I've
heard. Oh, yeah, just a heart of gold.
Absolute heart of gold, that guy. So John Carroll, he says, hi, brewers. Love the podcast. Have a few questions for you.
Love these questions.
Yeah. So, yeah, these are a little zany. Do you have any collaborations planned? I'd love to see you combine with a Cleveland brewery, especially possibly Fatheads, which great brewery. Mm-hmm. Love their beer. But do we have a teaser or a spoiler alert on this?
We can let it out of the bag, right?
Yeah, we've got a collaboration coming up.
Yeah, not from a Cleveland brewery, though.
No, but still out of town. Chris, I think you probably know the most about it, right?
Possibly. We are doing a collaboration with the wonderful fellas at Warped Wing. It is a sour beer made with some native ingredients of the state. And I guess not even native ingredients. It was the idea was a little weird. We'll go into it more, but
I'd say they're native to the Midwest.
They're very, very well known in Ohio, but maybe didn't start out that way. But anyway, it should be a really cool beer. It's a sour. It's got some. It's a little lighter. It's different than Sour Hoppy Fun Time. It's a little different than anything we've ever done before. And we used couple new processes we've never used before, which is always fun and exciting, which is what we always try and do with collaborations. Stay tuned for that podcast to hear even more.
That's a good tease without letting too much out of the bag.
Yeah, we should give the folks over at Warped Wing a call, see if we can get somebody on that week, and that'd be great. Haven't had a guest in a while. All right, John, there is your first question answered. Question number 2. More seriously, so everybody just sober up a moment. How do you prove to someone that they like craft beer? My dad has always been a Guinness drinker, but like Stone Arrogant Bastard, I don't even know. Will I get a cease and desist for saying that out loud? I'm not sure. Try to get him to try other bitter beers, but he hates them. He thinks that his father is stubborn. Okay.
Man, if he likes Guinness, I mean, get him on some good stouts, good easy drinking stouts.
Yeah. Yeah, and Stone Arrogant Bastard, I mean, that's a pretty aggressive beer. So that that really opens you up to a lot of...
very aggressive beer.
Right?
It comes by the name pretty naturally.
Indeed. Yeah,
yeah, so... I would say get him some good old milk stouts or something like that and start it off that way.
How about blind taste test him on something? Like get three beers and have Stone Arrogant Bastard and a couple that are similar to that in the mix. Maybe a couple stouts. Try to see if he can pick them out. Sounds like you're a craft brew drinker, John, so you'd probably be able to get some comparable beers. And yeah, do a blind taste test with him. Have fun with your dad. You got to appreciate your dad while you got him.
If you really think he's just stubborn, do the classic put some Arrogant Bastard and some Guinness in some other bottles and have him try those and see if he still likes them.
Oh, that's a tricky test.
A fun trick.
Yeah, try that. Good tip, Chris. All right, and moving on to question number three. Now, this is a bit morbid in some ways, but instead of a desert island beer, what would your death row beer be? Instead of a high ABV beer, let's think you could drink as much as you want and enjoy all night. I don't think I'm going to enjoy that night, even on beers. So more is better. Only one beer all night with dinner, as many as you want, but the same beer all night, but last beer. This is getting convoluted here. I know it might be a dark but good question. That is a dark question. I don't think any beer is going to put me in a particularly good mood if I were on death row.
Yeah, it's an uphill battle there.
But I'd like one.
I mean, man, is the other way to go. Just drink something real strong so you just basically...
Can't just go ahead and fade throw black. Yourself. Yeah. About 18 Imperial Stouts, so you wake up in the morning, don't even know you're being walked down the hall. I don't know. That's a tough one. I think a complex beer, maybe, if it was my last beer I was going to have ever. Maybe a complex and interesting beer. Take my mind off of the fact that I'm going to the chair in the morning.
Mm-hmm. I mean, calorie count really doesn't matter at this point.
No. Don't have to worry about that.
Don't have to worry about that.
I don't know. Anybody got a special beer for this?
Man, I think I would get a medium strength IPA, like really good IPA that will get you nice and warm and fuzzy feeling, but also has a nice, complex hoppiness to it. So,
yeah.
I'm just imagining a terrible hangover in the morning, and so you it's just the worst hangover, and then it's about to be, the worst day of your life, pretty much. I mean, I've never been on death row. Hopefully I never get to experience that. But I have a feeling that walk would be a lot tougher with a hangover.
Yeah, well, then again, I've had a couple hangovers in my life where I wanted to die, maybe. Maybe you could just put the punch.
That's one way to look at it, I guess.
Put the period at the end of the sentence.
Dark answer for a dark question.
Yeah, what do you
think? Maybe you need a dark beer.
Oh, man. Adam, what are you drinking on,
man.
You're falsely accused, obviously.
None of us are criminals. Yeah.
So it'd probably be about Mile.
Maybe it's something, our neighbors across the street, those Scots, like putting beer in different bottles. They have the end of the world, which was that squirrel, I think, or roadkill type thing. So maybe, I'm sure our friends at BrewDog maybe create some sort of beer with a hidden pickaxe in it, or like a little, Shawshank Redemption here, that in the bottle. So I'm drinking that. It's probably a very strong beer, so for your last drink you probably can drag that out a little longer, and kind of like Sam Adams Utopia or something like that. So hidden inside the packaging is a get out of jail device,
like stone carving hammer.
Yeah,
like a stone carving hammer. Yeah.
Oh, fuzzy bridge.
I guess is this a last meal am I just on death row and I can use that time to use a little hammer to get out of there?
Yeah, I guess you still, stay sober and try to chisel your way out.
And I guess the other way to look at it, is it a situation where you don't go to the chair until you're done drinking? Because if that's the case, then,
you want a sipper.
Beer or something. Well, or something real light, you just keep going.
Yeah.
bring me another. But I don't know. That's a good question.
Yeah, that's a good question, John. Maybe we needed tighter parameters on that one. That's pretty open-ended, but hopefully none of us...
I like Adam's answer to...
That's good.
One last-ditch effort to escape death row.
Just put a key in the bottom of the bottle. Yeah. Get right out. All right, well...
Joe Bluth.
John, we're hoping you're not on death row or anything that's, for trying to...
If you're not, shoot us a... Or we'll, I guess we'll get in touch and we'll get you a free T-shirt for sending such a clever question. Or you can send it to Death Row. You can wear it for your last meal.
I guess we'll probably send you a T-shirt either way.
Come down.
We could put the key in with the T-shirt.
Look at that.
Yeah.
We'll call the prison and find out what the key is.
That's right. If you're truly in prison, we'll mail you a T-shirt. Well, come down the brewery and pick one up. And John, thanks for the question. And keep hitting us with those questions. Nice to have three this week.
Yeah. Maybe we should have saved a couple of them. But
oh. Yeah, right? Spread it out. Well, we got one for next week already, which is awesome. So,
cool.
Any other closing thoughts? Upcoming episodes of Beers with the Brewers. We're probably going to do Lawnraker next week, right?
Yeah, I think so. It's out now.
It's out now, which is
packaged today.
That's exciting.
I guess.
Oh boy, I'm gonna have to grab some.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah, so Lawnraker next week. Yeah, it's fall. It's fall already. Can you believe
it? It's cool enough for it actually. This morning, I thought. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we should have done Lawnraker today. And it's gonna be 90 degrees next week. Yeah. Sour hoppy next week, but no, well, too late now.
Yeah, we can still squeeze down a fest beer next week.
Mm-hmm, there you go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. And everybody, thanks for listening out there in a beer garden. Tip your bartenders, delivery drivers, and have a great week. Great weekend.
Yeah. Cheers.
Cheers.